led by the People's Organization for Progress. The 2005 Martin Luther King Jr. March to End the War and Racism stepped resolutely forward into an uncertain future by reenacting the struggle of the past. Before the march began, 24 protesters stepped onto the street surrounded by motorized police and sat down on the pavement in honor of the civil rights workers who risked their lives in the 1960s. Street traffic slowed down to a crawl at noon in the business district of Newark. Chairman Larry Ham brought back the spirit of the great civil rights leader in his stand against the war in Vietnam to many who were too young to remember.
On April 4th, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee, he was assassinated. Exactly 1 year after he made his speech opposing the war in Vietnam. And we believe that if Dr. King were alive today, he wouldn't be sitting in his house. He'd be out here with us, saying to bring the troops home now. He'd be out here with us, demanding an end to racial and economic inequality that is continuing to grow in this country. There are more poor people in America today, more people unemployed, more people without health care. The situation is in many ways worse today than it was in 1968 when Dr. King was assassinated.
As a result, this year's action looked more like a reenactment than a commemoration. Many are not afraid of speaking about civil disobedience. Here is Darrell Graham from POP.
I don't see any paddy wags, not to think that can't be mobilized, but I just feel that we were making a statement. They understand that. But as I stated, this action has to be done regardless of the circumstance.
Has your group ever done a sit-in before?
To my knowledge, I'm not certain, but in any event, whether we have before or not, the time now is that it needs to be done.
Women, as companions, mothers, and friends of the soldiers, were among the most determined. Myra gives her reasons for participating in the sit-in.
We're here to defend those that are in Iraq. We're also here as a memorial for those who were killed in the line of duty.
Do you know anybody who was killed or injured there?
As a matter of fact, yes, I do. I have a friend that was killed out there.
Following the sit-in, a mock-up of a coffin dressed with an American flag and flowers led the procession to the federal building. Noticeable among the marchers was a group of young Latinos wearing bandanas over their faces. Here is King Silencio.
What group are you representing?
I'm representing the Almighty Land King and Queen Nation of New Jersey, the Aguevana chapter, which is Union County. It's a dozen of us just coming here to show support against the war in Iraq. It's time to bring our troops home. It's time to get rid of this nonsense. A lot of the people that go into the Army, into the Navy, they're from our communities. They're oppressed people, and this is the only way they make a legitimate living.
Do you know anybody who's been going to Iraq or Afghanistan?
Two of them. One is from Union, New Jersey, and the other one is from Newark, New Jersey. And unfortunately, they're no longer here with us because of Bush's imperialistic policies and his iron fist against the world. So the United States is not the police for the world. We feel betrayed because a lot of people from our communities going into the armed forces, they think that they're getting in here to get a college education, free money from the government, to get everything in place. And they feel that our president of our country would bring us to war only when necessary.
The commemoration events will continue Sunday with a ceremonial laying of the wreath at Martin Luther King Park in Linden. A rally sponsored by the Black Telephone Workers for Justice will bring artists, historians, and community activists this Monday at 1 p.m. in Irvington, New Jersey. Please call 201-435-3362 for information. For the WBAI Sunday News in Newark, this is Fred Gwynn.